I'm going to preach briefly this morning because I want to give a slightly more extended notice than usual so that I can say something about Gift Day. But I take impetus from the appearance in the Gospel of John the Baptist, that great truth teller, to reflect on an aspect of Advent hope. Christina spoke last week about Advent hope, and I want to pull out one thread of that hope and look at it a little more closely. We look forward in Advent to the end of things, to the coming of the Lord in judgment. The characteristic Advent prayer is Maranatha, it's Aramaic, the language of Jesus. Come, our Lord, Maran, our Lord, Etha, come. We look forward to the coming of the Lord, to the coming of the Lord of truth. We look forward to that day in whose clear shining light all wrong shall be revealed, as the hymn puts it. And if all wrong shall be revealed, all right shall be revealed as well. We look forward to the absolutely definitive and irrefutable revelation of truth at the end of all things. This is a moral reality. It's a moral truth that we look forward to. And I'm fascinated by children, how sometimes in their childish insistences they catch hold of really important realities. Children have such a strong sense of fairness, of justice. And when there is unfairness and injustice in the school playground, they desperately need the adult to come, the teacher, whoever, to make sure that the moral balances are sorted. There's something very insightful about that thirst for justice, that desire for fairness in the mind of the child. Fairness, there will be justice, perfectly done. Truth and falsehood will be shown for what they are in the day of truth that lies in that future. One of the slightly wearying features of the last few weeks has been the contestation of truth among all the people that are vying for votes on Thursday. And it's complicated because not only do you have X saying that Y is not telling the truth, but there's the question, is Y telling the truth when Y says that X is not telling the truth? And so it goes on in circles. We can take some comfort from our Christian hope that truth will be finally seen, utterly present, the holiness, the truthfulness, and the goodness of God revealed. But apart from the revelation of truth, there's another thing that I think is in the hope of the Christ that comes in glory, and that's the revelation of meaning. This is a slightly more philosophical thread that I want to pull on. You may remember the Vienna School of Philosophy, the principle of falsifiability. Did you come across that somewhere? The notion that things are not meaningful unless they can be verified. Basically, there's only scientific propositions are properly meaningful because you can set up experiments that can falsify or verify the claims. And because religious claims about God are not verifiable in that way, they are literally meaningless. It's a strong attack on the integrity or possibility of having any Christian, meaningful Christian talk at all. What the logical positivists didn't take into consideration was the thought that you might have as your benchmark for meaning not an experiment you do now, but something that lies in the future. That our God talk is meaningful. It's very, because it's in principle verifiable, and we believe that it will be verified in the future. Meaning and truth are possible for us. They come to us from the future. And that is something that we look forward to in this season of Advent. Come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Come, Lord of truth. Come, giver of meaning. But of course, it isn't simply future. In the death and the resurrection, in the glorification of Jesus, in all that we celebrate in this Eucharist, we have already been given a first fruits, a kind of down payment. We have seen the end. It has been realized in the stream of human history, even as we look forward to its final consummation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.